My name is Lawrence Reyes, your chairperson of the PNB Governance Committee. Nancy, please take the role again to codify that we do have quorum. Thank you, Wally.
You're welcome.
Hang in there, can you?
Yeah. KPFK, Alan Beek. Alan Beek, I do not hear you. Daniel Barkstrom from KPFA. Daniel Barkstrom, present. Okay. WPFW, Vanessa Dixon Briggs from WPFW.
Vanessa. I'm here.
Vanessa is here, present. William Crozier from KPFT. Crozier, I cannot hear you. Let's see. William Heerwagen from WBAI.
Present.
William Heerwagen, present. Wally James from KPFT.
Here.
Oh, wonderful. Wally's here, present. Hello. Thank you. Lydia Ponce from KPFK.
Present.
Lydia, I do not. Oh, Lydia, present. Woo! Okay. Lawrence Reyes from KPFK.
Presente.
Lawrence is present. WPFW, Eileen Rosen, are you present?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Eileen, present. Okay. WBAI, James Sagerton. James? I do not hear you, James. Nancy Sabar Naditomi from KPFT is present. I'm here. Tom Borges from KPFA. Tom, I do not hear you. Michael D.D. White from WBAI. Michael, I do not hear you. Louis Wolf from WPFW. Louis, I do not hear you. And Carol Wolfley from KPFA.
Carol here.
Carol is present. We have quorum. We have quorum.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Thank you, Carol.
Bye, Carol. Thank you for hanging in there. All right. Have a
thank
good
you,
meeting.
Thank you, everybody.
All
thank
right.
you.
Bye.
Okay. Today is September the 22nd. The time is 9:10 Eastern Time, 6:10 Pacific Time, and we have an agenda. Thank you, Nancy, for putting the agenda together. So we did call to order. We did the roll call. Anyone want to keep time? Any timekeepers? Okay. The agenda approval. I know Eileen has an item that we're going to take up, and we have two motions for new business. Then we have the bylaws revision task force that will provide an update. Then we have two motions for new business. Nancy Sarah Naratomi in regards to Article 4, Section 6 of the bylaws, which addresses the election, the other three elections being fair and equitable. Okay, does anyone else have anything that they wish to add to the agenda? Okay, so with that, we'll go to old business. And Eileen did send out a document. Thank you, Eileen. Eileen, you want 5 minutes to present your document, and maybe you can entertain Q&A.
Okay. Let's see. I'm not muted. Good. Okay. Yeah, I wasn't expecting to go first, but basically, excuse me, I didn't expect everybody to have read it by now because probably sent it too late for most of you. But it's a sort of first stab at a work plan for organizing the PNB resolutions, Pacifica's PNB resolutions. For those of you who are listening now and haven't heard us talking about this before, basically, Pacifica's passed many resolutions over the years, and these are meant to, among other things, a lot of them are policy establishing type resolutions that, you know, set some standards or procedures, processes for to be followed from that moment on. Sometimes they provide more clarity on something in the bylaws. They expand on responsibilities and rights. They might direct the PNB, the LSBs, some staff, or even management to carry out certain activities. Some resolutions may also rescind earlier resolutions. And I think the idea for this was because sometimes I think we all have found ourselves at one time or another trying to figure out, gosh, was there a resolution on that? I think there was about 5 years ago, but I don't know, you know. So, you know, some of us thought it would be a good idea to try and organize those, catalog them in some kind of searchable database of some sort. So I came up with a first sort of draft, an idea of what needs to be done. And more work needs to be done on this before we really get things going. But some of the things that we need to define, I'll just run through these. A, how to catalog them. What technology would we use? So I proposed a database, whether Excel or Access or something like that. I've got Nancy Sorden is helping me out. She's actually kind of an expert in indexing things. And she also suggested we recur to using HTML and putting some of this, well, we want to get all of it. I haven't talked to Otis yet. Hello, Otis. I will talk to you soon. You know, getting it accessible through the Pacifica.org website. So, you know, we need to deal with the technical aspects of this. you know, and I thought how to provide access to the information. Again, if it's on the website, we can set up, you know, a new tab there for people to be able to go in and do things there. The tricky part is how to manage or administer and update a database. So, you know, we need to have people who are really kind of committed to doing this. If it's, you know, two or three at any given time. And somebody else I haven't spoken to, but I think the PNB secretary would be vital in this because it's the PNB secretary who's responsible for, you know, new resolutions as meetings go by. And so we'd want to get him or her involved in figuring out how and when and where to do things. What information should the database contain? We may not want to include the full text of these resolutions, and because, you know, some of them are pretty long. Not all of them, but some of them are. So we're trying to figure out a way where we could link to the full resolution in some other way. But in the database, we would include the title of the resolution, the date of the minutes or of its approval, the broad area, which I'll get to in a minute, and then sub-areas, which might end up being kind of keywords and things. And then maybe a column for entities like the PNB, PNB committees, LSBs, national office, each of the stations, things like that. For the broad areas, and I'm hoping other people will, you know, add their ideas or think about, you know, how they think it should be organized. I thought the broad areas should be, or could be, about eight of them, I think, eight, nine. Financial, elections, personnel, programming, maybe communications, governance, maybe legal, if that seems like it deserves its own section. Admin and technology, maybe, and then other for things we haven't thought of. And then I'm asking the committee, but also, you know, to you listeners, if anybody else has this kind of expertise, we do need to work more on the structure and the technical aspects. And does anybody else want to get involved in this part of it, or would they be able to help us out? I would love to hear from you if that's a thing. Then once it does get set up, we'll need to start collecting and entering all the information. So this is going to mean going through PNB minutes to pull out the resolutions and entering them into the database. And for that, I would propose that people take on a given period. You know, we can sort of organize this. Maybe maybe people would take on a year at a time or 6 months at a time and go through those minutes. And I also think we should start with the present and work backwards, getting the most recent ones in first, since those are the most likely to have been important to us these days.
Arlene, can you hold up one second?
Yeah.
Arlene, can you hold up one second? Nancy, can you please assume the chair of the committee? I have to do something real quick. I'll be right back.
Okay, Arlene, go ahead. Proceed.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. You know, I had a few other little notes in the document I shared with the committee. But basically, you know, I need to work on it more with Nancy. I need to talk to Otis. But, you know, I'd also love it if anybody else wants to get involved in any part of this. You know, that could be really helpful. And, you know, if you want to think about it, you can let me know later. Or, you know, speak up now, whatever. Or if somebody is listening and wants to get involved, you know, just get in touch. Let's see, where can I tell you to get in touch? Let's see. We'll think about that for a minute. So, you know, any reactions from you guys? I know it's a lot to absorb. Some of you who have worked with stuff like this before will get it, but, you know, people who are new to this stuff might have some more questions. Reactions?
Any questions? Any questions, anybody, or some suggestion, or any volunteers for any of the years, 2019?
Well, we don't want to go there. We're not going there yet. We're not going there yet.
Anyway, we need volunteers who are ready to go through, as she said, even 6 months or even 1 month. We've got 7 years that have not been raked through. Okay, may I make a suggestion? I'll put myself on the stack. If anyone wants to volunteer to do to help look for these things, would you please tell the whole committee so everybody's in the loop and nobody's going to do double work? Because that would be horrible. That would be horrible. But for sure, for sure, tell Eileen and tell me, Nancy, because we took responsibility, volunteered to get this going, and that was last year. This is important, so we don't want to be wasting time making the same thing that's already been made, right?
Yeah,
go ahead,
I don't think this hasn't been done before, but you know, in some cases, you know, we have or can get access to all the minutes of all the P&B meetings. We do have, I guess, a previous secretary for the P&B compiled all the resolutions from sometime in 2010 to sometime in 2015. So those are all in one document. Nevertheless, we still have to work with those to tag them and make it searchable somehow. So, you know, but Nancy Sorgan and I talked about how to do that also. So, you know, we've got ideas, and I think they're workable. And that's where we're at. And I think we can, you know, sharpen all this up by the next governance committee meeting. That's my goal.
May I make a suggestion that we add Nancy Sorden? If anyone's going to be volunteering or doing something about, you know, these P&B resolutions, collections, mm-hmm. Let's put Nancy Sorden on the email. If like I'm going to volunteer to do this year or that year or something, then we have everybody on board. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if she'll be in that part of it, but she may be. We'll let her know. Make sure you
know. Nancy, I'm back.
Oh, good.
Is anyone on the stack? Thank you, Nancy. Is anyone on the stack?
No.
Okay. had to feed my cat son. Anyway, he was just
yeah,
looking
my
at me like
yelling at me. Love to do with him.
It's a sorry face. Like, when are you gonna feed? Anyway, so let me just say this. I think, and I don't know if this was brought up. So this is a major task, and it's definitely both Nancy, Eileen, and are going to need help. Also, I think this information should be transmitted to both the recording secretary of the PNB and the secretary of the foundation, Paulina Vasilia, right? So
yeah,
she
yeah.
needs to be brought into the loop. So I don't know if you're considering doing that. Are we going to create a task force? This way we could have volunteers to work on this work. So those are our questions for you, Eileen.
I haven't thought about a task force per se. I don't know if we need one.
Okay.
We might have, you know, a few meetings if there are some people who sign up, you know, meetings to figure out or to help train or show people how to do things. You know, because, you know, nobody's born knowing this stuff. So, but it depends on what structure we end up with, and we don't know that yet. So, you know, that would be premature. And yeah, definitely, I think I wrote in here a couple of places that we definitely need to talk to the secretary or secretaries. They need to be involved. But we'll get there, you know, soon. I'll get in touch with at least Paulina and I guess Marianne,
yeah.
Is that her name? Yeah.
Yeah.
To see what they think and what their inputs would be. Yeah, soon when I get the time. And
okay,
you know,
great.
Put an email.
So just for the edification of the listeners, this document is called Work Plan for Organizing Pacifica PNB Resolutions. And there's quite a few subsessions, like one is introduction, which has to do with Pacifica, the resolutions that have passed over the years. Two, needing to define and catalog them. Number three is... getting involvement. Getting involvement, getting buy-in, right? So that's a document Eileen, my former colleague on the PNB from WPFW, has put together. This is still a work in progress, right, Eileen?
Oh, very much so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, you know, I call it a first stab. Can I ask you something, Lauren?
Yeah.
At some point, I suppose this needs to be run by the PNB. When would that be necessary, if at all, really?
Well, I think, so I think it needs to be put into some sort of motion, right? with you know, the way you a preamble, right? And then the whereas is the most important thing. It's not the preamble, right? So I think at some point we need to do that, and then we need to present it at a regularly scheduled PNB meeting, which is the first Thursday of every month is the regular PNB meeting, as you remember. So I think that's the way to put that together. Does that make sense, Nancy? I mean, Nancy. Eileen, sorry about that.
Eileen is my name. I guess so. I wonder if I should talk to the secretaries first.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. Do you have a number? If not, I could text it to you.
Yes, of course I do.
You got it? Okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Are there any other questions about this item? Okay.
I want to say just one more thing.
Sure, go ahead.
Again, I know that you guys didn't have much time to look it over, so maybe you'll take a couple of minutes when you get the chance so you can, you know, absorb it and think about it and then send your ideas or comments or whatever.
Yeah, and you could always, there's an editing function on every computer, so you could definitely add input, but I would just say that you use a different color.
Track changes, yeah.
Yeah. So that's that. Are there any other questions from committee members? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the motions from Nancy Tsabao-Naratomi in regards to, let me get them right now. Okay, here they go. And go ahead, Nancy. I'm gonna definitely allow you to read them. But I think these motions should be sent to the elections committee just as an option. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, I do agree. It should come from the elections committee, but we are the governor's committee, and we have a shortage of time. And, like, you know, this is really fast proceeding to the deadline of ballots. And some stations have an enormous amount of candidates. And if it's going to stall the candidate statement stalling and the forum stalling from being presented, can you imagine the voter who's waiting to hear all these? At the last minute, it has to go through 70 different candidate statements at KPFK or in all those forums. It would be a
Nancy. Can you tell the listeners, people listening to the stream?
Eileen.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I understand that you want to get to the main course, but please allow me to share the mute. Go ahead, Nancy, and then please read the motion for the stream.
Okay. Motion about bylaw violations concerning elections. Whereas the bylaws require that, quote, all candidates for election as a listener-sponsored delegate shall be given equal opportunity for equal airtime, unquote. However, not all candidates were given equal opportunity nor equal airtime because some had the technical expertise and electronic devices to record their card, while others lacked one or both. Be it moved that this violation must cease, and each candidate must be given help and expertise, even by recording each candidate's one-minute card by phone or by Zoom or other recording. This media has plenty of expertise to volunteer to accomplish making these cards be in compliance with the bylaws. Until these one-minute cards are in rotation in a fair manner, this election is in violation of the bylaws, which is not allowed in the bylaws for even a NES to violate. I'm finished.
Okay. Okay. Your motion is well taken, but I would suggest that you consider sending this to the elections committee that is meeting tomorrow afternoon. Let me go around the circle and ask people from different stations as to see if these, because I know Renee has sent updates in regards to some of the data and some of the cards that were sent to the stations to be put in rotation, because that is what the resolution says. Why don't I start with alphabetizing? I'll go with A. KPFA, is there anything you want to say where the cards have been put in rotation, and whether you heard any cards? KPFA.
This is Daniel from KPFA. I have not heard any, not one cart played this year during this season. I don't know if anybody else has, but I haven't.
Okay, and you're the only one here tonight from KPFA, right?
Pardon?
Thomas may be looking on a transmitter or something. All right. Tom Voorhees, are you here? Okay.
He's
and
not here.
Carol, yeah, Carol had to leave early. Okay, how about WBAI?
William?
Anybody want to report from BAI? William? Have you heard anything? Are they in rotation?
Yeah. Hello. Everybody sent in 1 minute cards that miraculously and probably not appropriately have been cut to 30 seconds, and they're in the 30 second versions that who knows who cut them, who edited them, and what was left out. But that's airing on BAI on a relatively regular basis several times a day.
Okay. So they are in rotation, but it seems like they cut them down to 30 seconds.
Yeah, they cut it 30 seconds, and who knows what they cut out. You know, maybe the candidates wouldn't be happy with them. I don't know that. I'm not a candidate.
Okay. All right. Thank you, William. KPFK, they are in rotation right now by traffic, Mike Perez. Further... there's going to be a Spanish translation candidate forum for 2 hours on the 27th. In other words, the people are going to speak in English, and it will be translated into Spanish for the Spanish language block that we have at KPFA. Further, we are working with the GM to have at least another one or two candidate forms at KPFK. So I did hear one talk this morning before I left for work. So it seems like there is some compliance, but I think it's we need more exposure. I think the candidates want more exposure. I'm not a candidate, but I've been a candidate. And I don't agree that some people could go to YouTube, some people cannot. Sometimes people don't are challenged economically, so they can't do that. And I don't think you could go to the library and go to YouTube without headphones. So I mean, there's a thing of equity and there's some disparity. Disparities that have to do with that. So, okay.
Oh,
so that's on KPFA.
Last question.
Lydia.
Daniel.
Hold on, please. Hold your questions to after all the stations do a report, please. Write them down. Lydia, is there anything you want to add from KPFA?
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for being on the call and trying to get through this agenda and being ultra polite and kind. I only heard the announcements about the elections happening. I have yet to hear any one single candidate's cart. I'm really surprised at the behavior and the lack of professionalism, in part, and why this is happening. It's actually quite sad too. But thank you, Norm.
All right, thank you, relative. WPFW, do you want to provide us an update as to cards or rotation? Vanessa, do you have the floor? Are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I had to unmute.
Okay.
So as of last week, I think when the election committee met, the election supervisor was in the process of editing carts, and that wasn't done. So I have heard some announcements this week. They're general. I haven't heard any candidates but I have heard, you know, announcements about the election, and I've heard that several times. Apparently the editing was done, although it was a little behind. I don't know if anybody else from PSW has anything to report about that.
Okay, thank you, Vanessa. That's
very important.
Eileen, go ahead.
This isn't the same as CARTS, but I know that there was a candidates forum, two nights ago? Monday night? So that, you know, helps along those lines, right? Having the candidates there to present themselves. I didn't get to listen to it. I'm going to go to the archives and listen to it there. So I can't say anything more about it. That's it.
Okay, thank you. There's no anyone else from WBAI, Michael D.D. White, are you with us? No? Okay. Anyone else from KPFT? William, are you with us? Bill Crozier, are you with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Just been listening for a little while.
You want to give us your perspective on whether cards are in rotation at KPFT and whether they've been aired?
I've been hearing announcements, the cards from Renee, pretty frequently about where to get the information. Online. I don't think I've heard any candidate cards, though. And, you know, this is supposed to be the governance committee, isn't it? This is not elections, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm confused why we're talking about all this in the governance committee. But the
only reason, if I could just speak real quick, Bill. The only reason I'm allowing it because it refers to two articles of the bylaws. But this motion is going to be referred to the elections committee, as you requested. Go ahead.
Well, that's good, because I was going to suggest that we do that, but also, I think Nancy had a good point that it's not fair to have carts for some people and not others. And I know at least at KPFT, you know, we haven't had access to the studios for a year and a half because of the pandemic. And so that's a real problem. And a lot of people don't have the technical skills. And if there's not somebody helping them, I'm not sure our LES has the time or is able to help the people do that, then the worst thing to do would be to put carts on unfairly. I think that was Nancy's point that, you know, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but, you know, that to have carts for some people and not others, or have some of them have really poor technical quality. And I'll tell you as an example how bad it can be. We had a forum last week, and the first 20 minutes were just unlistenable. It was on the air. It was just awful. There were multiple really serious technical problems. I can't imagine anybody, average listener, listening through that. I mean, I was just listening because I was just hoping maybe they would somehow get through it. And they finally got some of the problems resolved. They never got all the problems resolved. But, you know, if that's an example of what we're able to get, then no wonder they're having trouble getting candidate cards recorded. So... But I think the main thing that needs to be complying with the bylaws is that it needs to be fair to all candidates, at least all listener candidates. In the past, I don't think we've ever had staff candidates on the air because listeners can't vote for them anyway. It gets confusing. So if there's no staff cards on the air, I don't see that as a problem. We haven't had them in the past. But the listener candidate cards at least should be, you know, everybody should have an equal opportunity to have a good card paired. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for your contribution. Appreciate it. All right, so I will suggest or I would move to refer this motion to the Elections Committee, and if you could transmit this motion, Nancy, to the Secretary Pro Temp of the Elections Committee, Janine Rohn from KPFK. Can you do that, Nancy?
Yes, but before I do that, yes, I can
do
that, but I would like to ask a question. WBAI, the carts, how they were cut to 30 seconds? Is that, did I hear that right? And
yeah.
And I think William said without permission or the oversight or anything of the candidates. So that's a violation of freedom of speech and of the decision of the candidates right there, two things. And then I wanted to ask WPFW, did they cut them down to 15 seconds? Because that's what the NES was saying. Somebody at WPFW was talking about cutting to 15 seconds. And I heard that in a PNB meeting. Are they 30 seconds or are they 15 seconds? He said somebody at WPFW, and
Nancy,
she didn't say who.
Let Vanessa answer. Let Vanessa answer.
I want to correct myself. I made a mistake. Not 30 seconds. The NES said 15-second cards.
Right.
Is that
and you
true?
Said that. So let Vanessa. Nancy, you said that already. Let Vanessa answer. Let Vanessa.
Okay. So the announcements that I've heard are fairly brief. It's just an announcement that, you know, the election is occurring. So if I have not timed it, but it appeared to be in the 15-second range, if I had to guess. But I'm not sure if that is...
candidates are speaking?
No, there's no candidate speaking. I've only heard general announcements about the election. I haven't heard no specific candidate.
Okay. Thank you.
And I don't know if it's any, you know, if anybody else from PFW has heard anything different, but that's what I've heard.
Okay. So, Nancy, you might want to add that that information as bullet points.
Okay, so no part that W. Okay. And then I wanted to add one part to Motion 1, and then the election committee can decide how to add it or to cut it down or how to use it, but one-minute cart has been the tradition at Pacifica, and less time is unacceptable. And editing or cutting the time of cards is totally unacceptable.
Okay,
and
okay,
against
Nancy.
Candidates, huh?
Okay, Nancy, just add that to the motion.
Well, I wanted to tell you what I was adding. I mean, if you let me finish, I got about four
okay,
words.
Right.
That's it.
Right. Go ahead.
It's totally unacceptable and against candidates' freedom of speech and disrespectful to the candidate's decision. I'm sure with more crafting, wordsmithing, it could be cut down and more succinct. But anyway, I wanted to add that because that's if that, 30 seconds out of a whole minute.
Bill for the stack.
Hold on. I heard Eileen first, Bill. You'll be after Eileen.
Yeah, I just want to. I want to ask, are we sure about that before we get upset? We should make sure to ask if that's been done before we say, this has been done and what's going on. You know, let's just ask.
Well, William, hear what I get reported.
Hold on. Nancy.
I'm sorry.
Nancy,
sorry.
Please stay in your lane. You'll be after Bill. In fact, I'm going to go after Bill because I want to speak on this. Go ahead, Bill. Are you done, Eileen?
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you,
Bill.
You know, I think the main issue is fairness, especially from a bylaws and governance standpoint. We should be fair to all the candidates, not give preferential treatment some versus the other. I mean, I agree 30 seconds or 15 seconds seems very inadequate for a candidate statement, and I would think it would be very unfair to all of them to cut something they had written and recorded down to 15 seconds without them deciding which 15 seconds to keep. I think that would be terrible. But just you know, trying to think of what's fair now, is it, just remember, we're the only organization I know of, only nonprofit, that has audio statements by candidates broadcast. Okay, we've done it in the past at least. No other nonprofit that I'm a member of or ever been a member of has anything like that because they don't have radio stations. They still can have elections. You can still get information about candidates. People have elections. They vote. And it's not like it's illegal. I've heard hearing that term thrown around a lot, or unfair just because there's no carts or they're too short. The main thing, they need to be equal or not at all. You know, if you can't get carts for everybody and do it fairly, just don't do it. Just continue what I've been hearing with KPFT, maybe more often, more carts from Renee or somebody, and make them maybe a variety to make them interesting, pointing people to the website so people can read about them. You can get more information than you'll ever get from a one-minute or even two-minute card anyway that way. So I think in terms of fairness, we need to be thinking about that.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
Daniel here. Can I speak?
Yeah, you'll be after Nancy, Daniel. I'm on the stack right now.
I'm not on now. I already spoke.
Okay. So I just want to say, right, and I always say this, you know, one of the reasons I think we get in trouble a lot with each other is because we assume things or we go on a rumor. So I know in the movements that I've been part of, you know, our moral authority is the truth, right? So I think one of the things that, and this is, I learned this from the Black Panthers, confirm and verify, or verify and confirm, whichever way you want to put it. Verify and confirm the information before, you know, you jump to conclusions, right? So that's all I want to say about that. So what I would suggest is that the 15-second issue be added to this motion as a question to be verified, to be confirmed and then verified. Then the 30-second issue is apparently true because I have gotten emails from WBAI candidates as a chairperson pro temp of the PNB Elections Committee. So that seems to be accurate. So that could be considered to be verified. But everything else, like the 15 seconds things that WPSW, that needs to be confirmed and verified. I was at the PNB meeting when Renee reported that somebody from WPFW requested that the cards be reduced to 15 seconds. And I'm sorry, I think the only thing you can say in 15 seconds, hey, the LSP elections are here, vote, and that's it. But it doesn't give anybody an opportunity to really articulate what they stand for, what their platform, and what their ideas are. Okay, Daniel, thank you for waiting. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel from KPFA. I do want to clarify that what I said, no cards. I have heard no candidate 1 minute cards being played at all. Now, Renee's announcements have been played. I do consider them very helpful, but there's been no candidate cards. And as far as fairness, well, I guess maybe that's fairness to everybody to play nobody's card. That's not fair. Make it clear that we are a radio democracy, or at least that's what we aspire to being. And in a democracy, we gotta let people have information. We gotta let people know who's running, and that's part of running. And that means we have to air these candidate cards, 1 minute long. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel, for your contribution. Anyone else? Okay. So Nancy had this in an email out. I'll provide, including that additional information. So we have another motion. And remember, we have a time certain, 7:30 Pacific time to adjourn this meeting. So, which is, I think it's 8:30 Central and 10:30 Eastern. Go ahead, Nancy. You have a second motion that we're going to go to the Bylaws Revision Task Force report. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. Second motion. The motion for fair election campaign. Could somebody mute if you're not speaking? Could y'all mute if you're not speaking? Mute, please.
Nancy, relax. You may incense somebody and they won't mute. Ask them kindly. You catch more flies with honey.
Me.
I don't know, but you catch more flies with honey. Go ahead.
Scream into the phone.
Well, I said in a normal tone, and then I said a little bit louder, and then I did forte or fortissimo.
No, it's not
motion
okay.
For
please
fair,
don't do that.
Motion for fair election worked. Motion for fair election campaign for staff candidates. To have a fair campaign election for staff candidates, be it resolved that the PNB strongly recommends to the NES that staff be given a Zoom or other presentation of their one-minute video campaign speech, and a staff forum with no greater than 6 candidates at one forum with questions. Both candidates' one-minute video statements and staff forums are to be posted on elections.pacifica.org as soon as possible. Promotion and information of where these statements and forums shall be posted shall be given to staff from the GMs with reminders 5 days before, the day before, and the day of, or maybe the hour before, if possible. Now, I said nothing about putting this on the air. I never said that. I mean, maybe it should be, but I did not think to do that. And so I said on elections.pacifica.org. So somebody thought misunderstood me. At KPFP. Okay.
That's clear to me, and I think it should be clear to the committee that Nancy is suggesting that these video statements of staff candidates be posted on elections.pacifica.org.
And the forums, too.
And the forum, okay. Are there any questions?
Oh, but I have one more statement.
Hold on. Okay, I'm gonna move that this motion be referred to the elections committee as well. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, at KPFT we always had staff forums, but they were at the station, and some staff would come, and then they would ask questions, and then because I watched one, I did not participate because I was not a staff, but I was watching, and I brought the snacks anyway. And I was assisting the LES, but I heard that at one station they never have staff forums, and I think that's something missing from our bylaws that we should think about adding. They should have their own forums too, and have a way to make an informative vote. How else are they gonna know how to vote? Just their friend?
Okay.
They don't know them. So, and I would like to hear any other additions or complaints or something that maybe we can clean up before we send it to the elections committee. They have a lot on their hands, and their time is ticking, and each day people are voting, you know. Oh, and I forgot to say, Chair, we did not meet. We did not have enough quorum, and so we decided to postpone until this weekend. I think we're going to meet the Bylaws Revisions Committee.
Okay. All right, so you don't want to provide a report to the next meeting, right?
Well, we didn't meet, you know. We met, but it wasn't too many of us.
and remember, Bill Crozier could correct me if I'm wrong, or anyone else. A task force doesn't need to have quorum to meet.
Thank you.
Am I correct on that, Bill?
I think it's right, but I mean, of course, if you only have two or three people, because I called in and I think there were two or three of us, and so I didn't stick around, you know, but very long. It's kind of pointless because you can't get a lot done if it's supposed to have 15.
Right, that's true. Okay.
The motion that Nancy read, has that been emailed? It was a lot. So I just wanted to take at least a brief look at it. Has it been sent to us?
Yeah, I'll send it again.
You know, I'll send it to your district email.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, it's on its way right now.
Okay.
Okay, so we're not voting on it. I think the chair of a committee has the discretion to recommend a referral to another committee. If there's a consent among the committee members. So is there consent to refer this to elections committee? Oh, Vanessa, do you want to read it first before we do that?
It says two motions.
Yeah.
Am I looking at one or both?
You're looking at both. You could look at both. But I think the question you had is about the staff forums, right?
No, just the content. It was just a lot to follow.
Okay, so there's the content. I just sent it to your district email.
Okay, I have it. I'm looking at it. If there's no...
One second, look at it. We don't have to move it yet.
Oh, the pressure, the pressure. Okay.
No pressure.
If the committee agrees in general, then I'm, you know, not going to hold the process up, you know, waiting for me to read it. I won't object.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Is there agreement among the committee to move this, move these two motions to the elections committee tomorrow? Okay. Forthwith, Nancy.
This is James starting the call.
Hey, James. Is there anything you want to say about it? Thank you. I know.
James
Ferguson. Right
as well, yeah. Michael White.
Hey, Wally, you're back. Okay. Wally.
No,
Wally
no,
and James
no.
on the house. James Ferguson.
Michael White.
And Wally.
Yeah, I heard Michael White. Okay.
Okay.
And James Ferguson. I got you.
Thank you.
And Wally. Wally just joined too. Right, Wally? Did you just join back?
I think you were hearing
Wally
Michael.
Wally is not here.
All right, Michael. Okay. All right, so Michael and James, there are two motions that we are referring to the elections committee. If you want to review them before we do so, you're more than welcome to. And if you want to add a comment or if you have any input, you're more than welcome to do that as well. So before we move it, if you two want to review the motions, then we'll wait.
May I ask, Lawrence, are they lengthy?
No, they're not lengthy. There's, I think, three paragraphs and short paragraphs.
Too much to read
paragraphs.
It again, or have you already done that?
I can read it. I can read it again. No problem.
Oh.
Actually, Nancy, why don't you read it slowly?
Okay.
Because
okay.
There were some changes made to the first one. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. The first motion is about concerning the bylaw violations in the elections, and that's why I brought it to the governance, and also I wanted to help the elections committee that has a lot of work on their hands and just give it to them. So if we do something, then it helps them. Whereas the bylaws require that, quote, all candidates for election as a listener-sponsored delegate shall be given equal opportunity for equal airtime, unquote. However, not all candidates were given equal opportunity nor equal airtime because some had the technical expertise and the electronic devices to record their card, while others lacked one or both. Be it moved that this violation must cease and each candidate must be given help and expertise, even by recording each candidate's one-minute card by phone or by Zoom or other recording. This media has plenty of expertise to volunteer to accomplish making these cards and be in compliance with the bylaws. Until these one-minute cards are in rotation in a fair manner, this election is in violation of the bylaws, which is not allowed in the bylaws for even the NES to violate. And we added, addition to motion one was 1 minute card has been the tradition at Pacifica and less time is unacceptable and editing or cutting the time of cards is totally unacceptable and against the candidates' freedom of speech and disrespectful to the candidates' decisions. And we added one more to verify the content of the 15 second cards at WPFW, if they were, is that right? If they were election,
were,
about the elections in general.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and also the...
If that actually happened.
What did Eileen say? I didn't hear.
Oh, I think you were going to verify first if that actually happened.
Yeah. Verify and confirm.
Okay. Verify and confirm.
Okay,
I might change that a little bit and verify and confirm. I'll add confirm. Okay. And also that the BAI cards, do we need to have evidence and verification? Maybe we can find an archive.
Well, remember Nancy, we said
uh-huh.
to verify if the cards have been reduced to 15 seconds at WPSW and 30 seconds at WBAI. Okay, that's what we have to verify and confirm. So let's not jump off on rumors. Let's get the actual truth. Because the truth is our moral authority. Remember that. In this progressive nonprofit, the truth is our moral authority.
Okay.
Okay, so go ahead and read your second one, Nancy.
Okay. Does James or who else came on? Michael or?
Oh, yeah. James and Michael, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay.
Michael,
thank
you. White to the stack, Michael? I guess. Yeah.
Go ahead, Michael.
So I think what I'm hearing is that the intent would be to say that the election is violating the bylaws and is therefore an invalid election. So we're urging that the election be invalidated.
I did not
put that. And the basis for invalidating the election would be that we are going to say that our Pacifica Foundation, which has scarce resources, is going to be required to furnish resources to all candidates such that, we have to work backwards. If someone doesn't have a phone, we have to buy them a phone, that kind of thing.
Okay, so this is, Michael, are you done? I have a recommendation. Are you done, Michael?
Yeah, I mean, it just seemed to me that we are potentially requiring an awful lot and at the same time invalidating an election, which is a very expensive thing to do.
Okay, so this is what I would recommend, that we strike violation and that we put this election may not be in compliance with the bylaws. So remove the word violation, which is a very strong word, and it has a negative connotation. And then after the comma of after bylaws, which is not allowed by the bylaws to even the NES to violate. So I think that personalizes, and so I would remove, which is not allowed in the Pacifica Foundation for these bylaws not to be in compliance with these elections. So that's what I would
add. Michael White to the stack. You're saying that it might be in, may not be in compliance to protect ourselves. Why don't we say we may not be? We're asking for corrective action. Why don't we say may not unless corrective action is taken? And that way,
I could roll with that, Michael. That's fine with me.
Clarification, please.
Hold on, let Michael finish, and then I'll give you the floor, Nancy. Go ahead, Michael.
No, I just want to write it down correctly.
Oh, Nancy, hold on. He's going to state it for you again. Go ahead, Michael.
So rather than just may not be in compliance with the bylaws, may not be in compliance unless further corrective action is taken. But I am still worried about this idea that the corrective action that we're potentially requiring means that we have to go out and buy people phones and technical equipment I'm aware of the concept of the digital divide, and that some of us have more technology than others, but I'm also aware that there are people who are candidates who took their candidacy seriously, and they said to participate. Like, for instance, I need a phone to participate in this meeting. And to become candidates, they went out and they said, what is my minimal connection to...
Michael, if I could interrupt you there real quick. I think you're including the corrective actions and the kind of materials that are needed for corrective action. I don't think the motion states that, and I would certainly suggest, I would suggest that those points be not included in the revision that you are suggesting. I think the initial revision that you suggested, it's very appropriate, and I think that's what we should go with. We shouldn't get into the minutiae and the disparities and the divide that our society reflects. I think what we are suggesting is corrective action. And then, anyway, that's what I would suggest, Mike. I wouldn't want to get into the minutiae.
Well, if we could just get a little specific, what is it that people, when people were asked to submit carts, what is it that we did not supply them with such that they failed to do it? Because then that's what you're saying has to be done now. Do we have an idea of what this is?
No, we are not saying that people were not provided with the equipment. I think that's a leap. That's quite a schlep to say that we need people to be provided with equipment. Because first, I don't think that's codified anywhere. Second is we don't have the money to do that. We don't even have the money to offer HD radios, right? So anyway, I think those are too big of a leap, Michael, and I think we should just stick to the compliance and corrective action be taken without stating that we have to get people the equipment to technologically
to the stack again. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I got Eileen. I'm going to go to Eileen and then I'm going to come back to you.
Yeah, so we actually need to wordsmith these motions. Can we not just express our concerns to the elections committee, who, after all, needs to actually, channel this or work on it? Can't we just be brief and say we're worried about these things? Beep, beep, and beep, and we're done.
Okay.
Why do we have to write complex motions that cover every eventuality?
Daniel here, can I get on the stack?
Michael, did you request the stack
again?
Would it
be nice to be done with this point?
Yeah, I had requested the stack, yeah.
Okay, do you mind if I go to Daniel from KPFA and then come back to you?
No, that's okay, sure.
Go ahead, Daniel.
Yes, I just want to say that out of fairness, we do want to provide people with a certain amount of do what we can to make it possible for them to get their recordings. But I also want to say that I think candidates have the responsibility of doing some of that themselves. I mean, there are some candidates who are not that serious. They don't particularly make a recording, even if it's available. And we cannot, that's not totally our responsibility. We have to provide the water, but we can't force the horse to drink.
That's a good point. Go ahead, Michael, then I'm going to put myself on the stack. If no one that hasn't spoken doesn't want the stack after Michael.
Yeah, William. Right, Michael.
And then orders of the day.
Yeah,
okay,
so it's
Michael, go ahead quickly, then I'm going to go to William. Who else?
Okay, it's possible that I misheard it, but I thought that as currently expressed, it says that because, that I thought the concept was people have to have equal access, and because people did not have the same technical ability, they didn't have equal access, and therefore the technical ability should be provided to them. And that sounded to me like it was putting it on our foundation to come forward with the resources to bring everyone up to the same technological level, and that's expensive. Anyway, and that's what I wanted to avoid.
Thank you. So let me just say this. I think in the fair campaign provisions, what they talk about is Pacifica Foundation resources, right? We have a radio network, right? So that's one of the resources, right? And candidates are supposed to be allowed and provided the opportunity to record those cards because, you know, we have a radio network and we have air, right? So, and we have the other resources, the studios and stuff like that. So all of those have to be leveraged equally, right, amongst all the candidates. So I just wanted to say that. I think the next person was William. Go ahead, William.
Yeah, thank you. Mr. White seemed to be acknowledging that maybe he didn't understand the motion exactly. And what I wanted to say, which is a good thing, that, you know, we're getting off this topic about people paying for people's equipment. That's nonsense. All the motion says is that people have the motion and things like bylaws and rules and regulations, opportunity. That's what they get. They don't get equipment and this and that. They get the opportunity. You tell them, hey, you can do this if you want. Call up, send us an email, send us a recording, but not the equipment or anything else that would let them do it. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else that hasn't spoken? Okay, so we'll move on from this. And is everyone okay with these two motions going to the elections committee? Lydia, is there anything you want to say? Because I know you have skin in the game. Is there anything you want to say, Lydia, from KPFK? Okay, maybe she's... okay, so Nancy...
I apologize. I couldn't unmute because my dogs were barking at my landlady. I'm looking forward to hearing the candidate carts at 1 minute long, and not everybody's going to go to the website. So I think that moving is a great success in this phone call, and everyone's being ultra polite. And I'm really appreciative of this meeting. I really am. My heart is happy.
Well, that's good. Thank you.
Nancy?
You just made me happy. You just made me happy. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, I cut out some things.
Go ahead.
I cut out some things, and so I just sent 1 minute ago what people wanted to cut out. So it goes like this. Whereas the bylaws require that, quote, all candidates for election as a listener-sponsored delegate shall be given equal opportunity for equal airtime, unquote. However, not all candidates were given equal opportunity nor equal airtime because some had the technical expertise and the electronic devices to record their cart, while others lacked one or both. Be it moved that each candidate must be given help and expertise or offered. Maybe I can change the word given to offered, even by recording each candidate's 1 minute cart by phone in their car, or by Zoom, or other recording. This media has plenty of expertise to volunteer to accomplish making these carts. The one-minute carts should be in rotation in a fair manner. And then two additions I didn't have time to type it in. So I took out the part about the NES is not allowed to violate the bylaws. I took that part out. And I took out the words violation, so we can't be sued, okay? So it's a little more benign, but it still has the essence of more work needs to be done on those carts. And I put 1 minute, 1 minute. All right, so anyway.
Thank you. And I appreciate that. If you could say that each candidate must be offered help and expertise, that would be good.
Yes. Yes. Good. Okay. I will do that.
Are there any objections to the revised motion that we're going to be
elected?
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I don't like the whole second paragraph or second whereas. I think it should just be deleted.
Where
elections anyway.
Which one is that, William? What's the second paragraph here? You want to delete it.
However? Does it start with however?
No. Don't you have two whereases?
No, just one. Unless it's motion two you're talking about. No, I didn't put one on them. Okay, just one. It says, whereas the bylaws require that all, quote, all candidates for election as a listener-sponsored delegate shall be given equal opportunity for equal airtime, unquote. However, not all candidates were given equal opportunity nor equal airtime.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to see. The however.
Okay,
from however. Too much detail. We don't.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
So, until what part? The whole part? That some some had electrical expertise, technical expertise, and the electronic devices to record the card, while others lacked one or both. So, all that you'd like to take out?
Yes. Delete all that.
Why?
Why do people need to know those
Hold
details?
On.
And as Michael sort of brought up, that implies that we're supposed to be helping people do this, either financially, maybe not financially, but helping them. Whereas, no, you've got to make a card, you make a card. You make a statement.
Okay, I'm going to call on myself real quick. So I disagreed with William on this one. I think, however, not all candidates were given equal opportunity. I'd like to keep that, and I'd like to say, not all candidates will offer equal opportunity, nor equal airtime, the equal airtime period, because some had the technical expertise and the electronic devices. I'd like to definitely strike all of that. I'd like to strike that some had because some had technical expertise and electronic devices to record their cards, while others lacked one or both. So I like to strike after airtime, not equal airtime. But I'd like to definitely, where it says in the first sentence, however, not all candidates will offer equal opportunity, nor equal airtime, period. And then delete because some had technical expertise. Delete all of that. But that's my recommendation.
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
Why are we still worrying about all the details in this when this is really even not even relevant to this committee? I mean, just let Nancy submit whatever she wants. Hopefully she'll consolidate some of these comments, submit it to the elections committee. And the elections committee, you're going to go over it anyway. So whether we recommend to put in or take out or change, it's going to be up to that committee. I just think we're wasting time in this committee going over stuff that's not part of this committee's purview.
Nancy, please do not interrupt speakers. Are you done, Bill? Go ahead.
Yes, thank you.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I think Bill makes a good point. I think we should just...
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, I think Bill makes a good point. We should just refer these two motions to the election committee. Go ahead, Nancy. I think we've offered you the lead on this. I've made some recommendations. William Hellwagon has made some recommendations. Michael has made some recommendations. See what you could incorporate in regards to those recommendations and those comments. And then if you could forward that to the committee tonight so we could just – peruse it if we want to.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I've already repeated many times that the election committee is under a very stressful time frame, and people are voting every day. So whatever we get done, and look how much time we carefully took things out, I think we helped the election committee. And we don't have anything else on the agenda except motion two. There was no problem with motion two, was there? Wait a minute.
No.
We didn't get James. Yeah, James said no. I don't know about Michael or somebody else came on late. I can't remember.
Please, Nancy, let me share the meeting. There's no problem with motion two, so let's not make one. The one that we had concerns about was the bulk of candidates, which is the listener candidates. So I think that's what the election committee is focused in on right now. And anyway, so and we have 7 minutes before we adjourn. So, and I would like to try to keep to.
Okay, I just sent it. I just sent it with all the revisions we did, but I did not put the additions. Two additions. I still have to type that in. I already sent that earlier.
So we're done. Okay, I the stack.
Go ahead, Arlene.
I move to adjourn.
Okay. I
believe we're done. There's nothing else.
No, we're not.
I don't think
we're
you not. Can contest that, right?
I could contest it. It takes precedent, but I could contest it. I like that we have a time certain of in 6 minutes. So if there's nothing else, I know I was about to say something before you moved to the game. What I was going to say, I think the committee has allowed you to take the lead on these two motions, Nancy. Just keep us in the loop. All right, so I will say that Eileen's motion to adjourn is in order.
Chair, could I just make one point of personal privilege before you go to that?
No, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I had a conflict with a WBAI Finance Committee meeting this evening. That's why I missed so much of this meeting, and my apologies, but that's what happens.
We knew, William.
Okay.
I mean, we knew you were on the schedule. We knew that there was a WBAI Finance Committee. So we won't hold that against you.
Same personal privilege.
We knew that you were in the Finance Committee too, Brother Michael, so no sense to apologize. Can be everywhere at one time. So. Wait, go ahead.
I have all three. I have all three BAI people.
Okay, state your personal privilege, Michael. If you want to. Michael?
Yeah, I was just essentially saying ditto. I didn't want to take any time doing it.
Okay. Right. So there is a motion to adjourn, and which takes precedent. Are there any objections to adjourn? Okay, hearing none, we are adjourned. Good night, good people. I think
good night.
For the most part, 95% of this meeting was pretty civil. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for
connecting. I think
we got it
locked
on.
Yeah,
really thank you. All right, good night, Vanessa. Take care.
Okay, good night,
all.
Thank you.
Night.
Good night.
Good night, all. Thanks.
And good night, all.